This podcast helps you understand what life was like in towns during the industrial period in Britain. Industrial cities were not pleasant places to live. The people who worked in the factories and mills often lived in cramped conditions, in overcrowded houses that were run down and unhealthy. There were poor water supplies and non-existent sanitation. Sometimes several families shared a single privy, and human waste overflowed in the streets. The poor conditions meant that diseases like tuberculosis, typhus, and typhoid fever were common. Infant mortality was very high. In Manchester, fewer than half of the children born in 1842 lived until the age of five. All large towns in early industrial Britain had lodging houses where single people lived, and where newly arrived families sometimes stayed while they looked for houses to rent. Lodging houses were often large old houses divided up into smaller rooms. They varied a lot, but many were filthy and overcrowded. People were often packed into small rooms, sometimes sleeping on the floor or sharing a bed. In these conditions, disease spread quickly. Typhus, passed on by body lice, was common. The best houses to hope for were through houses, which had their own backyards. But most people lived in back-to-back houses, which were built in large numbers during the period. They were built quickly and were designed to pack as many houses as possible onto a small plot of land. Back-to-back houses were hard to ventilate, which meant respiratory diseases were a real threat. Some large families lived in back-to-back houses with just one room downstairs and another upstairs. It was particularly difficult to ventilate back-to-back houses, and people who lived in them often suffered from chest infections and killer diseases like tuberculosis. Often, back-to-back houses were built around courts or yards entered through a narrow alley from a main street. Some of the very poorest people could not afford to rent even a back-to-back house in a street in a court. Instead, they crowded below ground in the cellars of other people's houses. Poor housing was not the only problem in towns and cities. Another was the food supply. It was impossible for industrial workers to grow vegetables or raise animals, so they were dependent on shops and street sellers. Many families were too poor to afford enough food or decent food and lived on bread, butter and potatoes. This poor diet meant that they were vulnerable to disease. Even if people could afford food, the quality was often poor. Food storage was haphazard and food was often bad, meaning food poisoning was a constant risk. In addition, food was often adulterated to pad it out or make it look more appealing. The main reasons for these poor living conditions were the rapid growth of cities meant that existing infrastructure could not cope. There weren't enough houses, so the ones that were built were poorly built and overcrowded. Many expanding towns did not have a corporation and were governed by several different authorities. Many of the property owners who governed the towns did not want an increase in their rates, local taxes, in order to provide clean water and sewers for the poor. There were no laws to ensure public health protection, food safety and good quality housing. And finally, people did not learn that germs caused disease until later in the period.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.